both of your girlfriends show up for dinner?
Time to play it cool with the voice of Nassau Community College.
90.3 WHPC.
Every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m.
CUNY Radio. She got Koi Cool representing Cool University. All right, here on this lovely Monday, February 7th. Special day, man. Very special day. We got a lot to discuss, a lot on the table, man. We definitely gonna run around through this thing we call hip hop. We are most definitely celebrating the late, great, amazing producer Jay Dilla. It's important today, man. We have to make sure we celebrate a lost soul, man. One of the great producers of this business. So we're talking Jay Dilla today. We have an album on the table to discuss. That's 2 Chainz, man. Dope Sells Itself. Yeah, man. So we're going to break that joint down. And I'm going to share a couple of my personal favorite picks off the album. Look, man, I don't ask for much, but right now I need you. Please leave a comment, 5-star rating, or whatever you think is fair. I personally think a 5-star rating is fair, but most importantly, share this episode, man, so we can begin to build this tribe, man, who just wants to listen to what we want to listen to. All right, make sure you share, okay? How have I been doing? I've been doing okay. I know it's been a long while since you have heard my voice on this particular platform, but I wanted to get it right. And I decided to come back and become your daily hip hop guide. All right. Long as you allow me to do it, I'll be here to service. You understand? In the light of all that, all right, we're talking 2 Chainz. I got to share this freestyle that he did on the LA Leakers the other day. Amazing fire. I'm going to go gather that and you're going to listen to this. All right. Be back in a second. We're talking Jay Dilla. Happy birthday, Jay Dilla. CUNY Radio.
Yes, sir. LA Leakers Freestyle Series is on. Let's go. 2 Chainz is here, baby.
Tony. Check me out.
Let's get him.
Remember back to school when I was selling Knicks. How you got that jewelry on and cannot pay your rent. Bond number 9 and Kush, it make an awkward scent. Keep my business low, on the low like dolphin shit. Yeah, I'm from departments, whole hood apocalypse. Never been Hollywood, hammer hole in hollow tips. Baby, what's your cash out? Just a little sponsorship. So much dope baking soda gave me a scholarship. So many bags Ziploc gave me a scholarship. Niggas know Tony rapping like I'm on a Carter 6. All black Prada fit and I don't have to alter it. Who's back you got? I got your back. They start hollering. Thank you, NFL. I really appreciate the bag.
Yeah.
Son of a gun, I really appreciate my dad. Rest in peace, killer. The work was vanilla. The chocolate chinchilla, birthday in September. And if you see me somewhere fighting a gorilla, don't help me, player. Help the gorilla.
Yeah.
I looked in the mirror like, you know you realer. You know you iller. Might need penicillin. See, Tony gon' pop it. Tony gon' stop it. Criminal time. Tony bought. Everyone watches. Tony a prophet. Tony a obnoxious. Tony got ones with the Nike sign ostrich. Tony got mansions. Tony got foreigns. Tony raw Balenci. Tony raw joints. And if you ain't freaking, Tony ain't speaking. This sound like Tony featuring The Weeknd. Now I'm just tweaking. Turn up the speaker.
Yeah.
Just a freestyle that I did for the leaker.
Thank you.
Now I'm just tweaking. Turn up the speaker.
Yeah.
Album on the way. I did it for the leakers. Dope ain't gonna sell itself.
Come on, man.
So the dope ain't gonna sell itself.
Nah, man.
So the dope ain't gonna sell itself.
Come on, man.
Two Chainz on the LA Leakers. Just before his album rolled out, hit the street. Dope Sells Itself. We will absolutely review that later on. But we can't go any further without addressing one of the most special producers to ever grace this game. That's right. Today would have been the 47th birthday of James Dwight Yancey, better known, hurts my heart, as Jay Dilla, baby. He emerged, man, in the mid-90s, underground hip-hop scene in Detroit, as a member of Slum Village. He was also a member of the Soulquarians, music collective active during, you know, the late 90s in the 2Gs. So let's just say you might have lived under a rock, right? You don't even know who I'm talking about. Well, you probably shouldn't even be listening to me if you don't know. But here we are. See this record that I'm about to, this little instrumental bumping in the back? That's right, De La Soul Stakes is high. Produced Calm in the Light. Far Side. Can't keep running away. Q-Tip's Vibrant Thing. Q-Tip actually was one of the, you know, key factors in ushering him into the business. You know what's so crazy is Jay was like really highly instrumental in, I believe, the crafting of what Neo Soul was becoming, and you know, that kind of soulful hip hop movement. That's really, really all his. We lost our brother 2006, just a couple of days after his birthday, actually. Dilla was one of the guys that the world began to appreciate more so after his passing. So many freaking jams. 15 projects released after his death that are all revered and by the world. I truly wish he would have had the opportunity to see that, man. And you know, he's like your favorite producer's favorite producer. They will always continuously mention Jay Dilla. So check it, man. I gotta do it. I gotta go there. Since we are in the mood of celebrating, I gotta share one of my favorite Jay Dilla produced records. The lady that we gotta talk about, it's a win-win. We gotta talk about this woman already. I'm talking Janet Jackson. You know we gotta discuss this documentary now. Song is called Got Till It's Gone, and it features The Tribe's Q-Tip. Happy birthday, Jay Dilla. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
What?
Chance to see that documentary on Lifetime. Three parts, four parts. Learned a lot and explaining just from the rip, you know, how she wanted to just separate from her parents, kind of even using just Janet as the name, didn't want to use the Jackson name, getting married, really struggling with identity, you know, with a father being in charge of her life, including her career. They went into a husband, Renee, who was like, yo, Janet, man, whoever you be picking, Janet, is like, I don't know, man, your eye is crazy. But Renee was extremely instrumental in the upswing of her career and kind of on the flip side, equally as destructive and controlling on the other side. Selling millions of records without ever going on a tour. Her Rhythm Nation tour being like the biggest debut tour that there was. How important, you know, these things were. Nipplegate, they even touched on Nipplegate. You know what I hate? It's when you see like the old news clips, right? And the reporters be talking shit. You know, that really plays a part on how I try to do this job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be the judgmental media person years down the line. It'd be looking crazy. But how they portrayed that as a PR stunt really flattened her. You know, she was disinvited even from the Grammys. She has like, what, four of them or five of them anyway? Lastly, it really kind of showed how important her influence was on little girls around the world. But somehow it's, you know, it was always stunted by Brother Michael, you know? If you haven't got a chance, please go check out the documentary on Lifetime right now. Also, before I leave, I have to give a shout out to Q-Tip. These brothers are on the verge of being inducted until the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020. So proud of these brothers to be eligible. Now these artists have to be, their first release had to be out 30 years. So that would be 1996, 30 years. That's so crazy. And guess what? Fans are also able to vote for their favorites online at vote.rockhall.com. And those votes will be tallied and submitted. Thousands and thousands and thousands of votes, I'm sure, are going to ring in to help these people make history. Eminem is also in that line, but right now we're talking about the Tribe. All right, nominees gotta wait till May, but make sure you go to vote.rockhall.com and then place your vote. So now that we got that out the way, man, we're here for one special reason, and he goes by the name 2 Chainz. And his album Dope Sells Itself, number one right now on iTunes, doing big old numbers. I got a chance to peek at it. I was, where do I start? I would say that, you know, 2 Chainz is one of those people that can probably go extremely unappreciated. I do want to say, I think he works extremely well with the new guys. As this project was really relatively feature heavy, I do realize that he got the package deal. And I'm talking about when you get Lil Baby, you know, you get Dirk. That's got to be like a recipe right now. When you get one, it's like a 2-for-1 deal. NBA Youngboy feature on here was relatively strong. I'm still trying to grasp that guy's music. I'm not really sure. I think it's really on like an emo vibe, you know, but I think with Chainz, he kind of had to, you know, lighten that up a tad. He had a Jacquees on there. My guy Roddy Ricch as well. I really appreciate him. You know, on Ebro on the morning, he actually said that the album he considered to be ADHD approved and like an antidepressant. I fucking respect that. Giving your music like, you know, a feeling and trying to promote a certain feeling. And he also possibly hinted a project with Wayne on that same interview. So, like I said, not really thought about as a lyrical guy, but don't get it twisted, man. Chainz can definitely link some lines together. There were slight moments that I felt he might have been a little offbeat, but I think that was due to him like experimenting. You know, Chainz will try a lot. He'll try a lot of different beats and paces and things like that. So I want to knock him, but you can't really knock him because you know that he's reaching to try and continue to push the envelope. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a second right now and get into a little bit of this 2 Chainz. Chainz featuring Lil Baby. You ready?
What's your heart, boo? I'm finna put that motherfucking heroin flow on that motherfucker, dog. Tony! Money coming in a hurry. Niggas on the run, ain't like Norris. Sound like a kingpin, but writing for me. Got my first plug out of California. Yeah, yeah. Peso stack, yeah, yeah. Dior hat, yeah, yeah. I've got wag, yeah, yeah. Ain't had nothing to do with that, yeah. My fleet orange and black, yeah. On concrete, I tap, yeah. What on the neck ain't tap, yeah. Alkaline, white strap, yeah. DBS it. She got all bust down, she bust it down like she naked. And the trappin' hot. Told her come and dance. Didn't have no AC on, all we had was only fans. Pinky ring, summer, limousine, Got the Maybach truck, bought the Maybach car, a partner. You ain't seen what I done seen. These lizards call said Lisa G. Gangsta music like Easy E. When it come to trappin', I'm 23. Moonwalking like Billie Jean. My pistol balls, my kitchen clean. Everything got cut dope like a razor blade and amphetamine. Money coming in a hurry. Niggas on the run, eating like Norris. Sound like a kingpin, but writing for me. Got my first plug out of California. Yeah, yeah. Peso stack, yeah, yeah. Dior hat, yeah, yeah. I've got wag, yeah, yeah. Ain't had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, Gucci shorts, Gucci socks, Sean. I hit Derek for a box of ones. Hit a lure and let the thoughts have fun. He acting like me, that is not my son. He might be the two, he is not the one. The shit that I do, it is not for fun. Everybody gon' go, you is not the cunt. Rockin' ice like I'm tryna get a knot on my arm. Got sticks in this bitch, we don't got no alarm. When the heat didn't work, you just stole to get warm. All the nigga down bad, he supposed to be home. Stuck around for too long, I'm supposed to be gone. Let them folks do you wrong, you supposed to be strong. If I had to, I still can go post in my zone. I got some houses to trap out, I got a whole house to stay at. To all you know how I play, I don't gotta tell them, they know what I'm saying. 5 million blue, let them know I ain't playing. Back of the back, in here while I lay later. You wanna fuck with a nigga, just say that. McLaren fast, it belong on the racetrack. None of that bullshit, you know I ain't play that. I had a clean up, who come through and spray that.
Money coming in a hurry. Niggas on the run, eating like Norris. Sound like a kingpin, but writing for me. Got my first plug out of California. Yeah, yeah, peso stack, yeah, yeah. Dior hat, yeah, yeah. I've got wag, yeah, yeah. Ain't had nothing to do with that.
That's right, baby, 2 Chainz, Kingpin, Ghost Rider, featuring Lil Baby off his album, man. Dope sells itself. Let me know, man. Right now, it is ringing off. This project right here is numero uno right now on the iTunes vibe. Let me know. Let me know what you think. What do you rate it? I'm gonna swing. How do I feel about this? Jess Franklin, where are you when I need you? I'm gonna go. I'll go 6 because there was very, very few that I think has staying power, a long lasting staying power, even with him having such a large feature count. You know, I think the guys who go first quarter, you know, it's very tough. You have to think about when it comes to the end of the year. You know, the last couple months of the year, will these projects still be on everybody's mind when that time comes? So I'm not really sure, but what I do want to say is please go stream it. Put some food on this guy 2 Chainz table, even though he got all the ice. He probably doesn't need too much. I'ma still send you over there anyway. Yo, before we get out of here, there's one more special thing that we do have to discuss. This February 7th, as well as we were celebrating the life earlier, we must spin around and also celebrate another loss of life. Christopher Lee Rios, better known as Big Punisher, passed away in the year 2000 at just the age of 28 today. You know, another extremely talented soul lost a little bit. So what you got to do, if you have the opportunity, please take some time. Go stream all the music that J Dilla has to offer. please go stream all of the vibes that Big Pun had to offer. We got to continue to put food on the tables. You got it? Listen, man. Tomorrow, same time, same place. I need you to tune back in. We're talking Yo Gotti tomorrow. We're going to break down that CM10 free game. We're going to hear some joints off it, as well as discuss all of the great things that the day has to offer. My name is Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. Catch me on 90.3 WHPC every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Check out my visual playlist on YouTube. Always new shit. Shout out to my fellas, Cigars and Whiskey, going live every Friday, 9 p.m. from their IG page. And now they're moving on to the YouTube. New episodes and all the articles that we talked about this special day, you can find at CoolUniversity.com. If you fuck with me, most importantly, share this episode. I really, really would appreciate it. All right. So for me, to you, have a great day and party responsibly. CUNY Radio. And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
So what's the scenario? It's a hip-hop-based card game for 4 to 8 players. Players take turns drawing from the white deck. If a scenario card is drawn, the scenario is read aloud and everyone else answers with their most appropriate artist. The white deck also contains discards. When discards are played, one player challenges another to a battle. Using dice that have categories like flow, delivery, and bars, players pick their best artist and roll the dice for 3 rounds. Each artist has a score that corresponds with the categories. The best scores out of 3 rounds wins the battle, and of course, bragging rights. So what's the scenario? It's just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, strategy, debate, and music discovery. A perfect way to kill time anywhere we talk. Insert your 2 cents here. So what's the scenario?
And you can pick up yours at cooluniversity.com. All right, use the link or the code COOL and get free shipping. So what's the scenario, baby?